Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Dolphins getting ready this weekend to take on the Chargers. We got the Canes and Vatek on Saturday. We got the Marlins making all kinds of history. We got all kinds of things to talk about on the program today. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you're feeling good. I know I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm feeling good because it's a Dolphins Friday. It's kind of the way I look at it, right? Dolphins Friday. I'll give Canes their Saturday. Then we're back to Dolphins Sunday. And then we're back to a Dolphins Monday. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't get nervous now. I know Kyle Van Noy right now is out. And so is Christian Wilkins, and they're, you know, sidelined right now with the COVID. Now, they say that the Van Noy one, can you do me a favor? Can you close my back door? I didn't close the back door.
Nice.
Yes. The Van Noy one, according to Barry Jackson, I think is contact tracing. So I'm not sure yet if he really can play, because I think you got to be out for a couple of days or some crap or something like that, about 5 days. Depends on when they put him on that list. They didn't announce it till, you know, 2 days ago, so he's really not on the list for 5 days. So I don't know whether he's going to end up playing or not. It's a loss, but I think they can overcome the loss and still win the game. Listen, if I picked them against the Rams and I picked them against the Cardinals, of course I'm going to pick them against the Chargers. I mean, give me a break. It would be kind of crazy for me to do something like that. But whether he plays or he doesn't, yeah, again, I'll twist it around the way I like to do it with all of this. Well, if he doesn't play, then I want to see what Egavon does or Van Ginkel or any of the other guys that may take his place when it's all said and done. If Wilkins doesn't play, then, you know, Raekwon Davis, I want to see what he can do. I want to see what, everybody else, Siler, everybody else that's on that damn team. So I'm intrigued by all the other guys that will get an opportunity to play. I hated to see Davin Godchild go down, but they've recovered from that, right? And it's not like It's not like the Los Angeles Chargers running game is, you know, led by LaDainian Tomlinson. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a running game that I'm terrified on. And the kid has played well, Justin Herbert, and they're losing games, not because of him, but they find ways to lose games. So for me, I'm not really that nervous about Sunday. It sucks that Van Noy is out. It sucks that Wilkins is out, but they can beat them without both. You know, I've been saying this on Onside today. They won games last year without X on the field. Okay? They didn't have X, and they didn't sign Byron Jones at that time either because he was playing with Dallas. So their entire secondary or their starting, you know, corners weren't on the field last year, and they found ways to win games. So you still have your shutdown corners on the field. They will help that front seven. They will assist that front seven in making them a little better. So things will balance out. Everything will work out. I think Miami wins. I really do. I think they win by 6-7 points in this game. And that's one of my picks this week. I'm with the Dolphins. Let's go. I think the spread right now is Miami -1. I'm giving the point. I think Miami's going to win this game when it's all said and done. So don't get nervous. Relax. It sucks that Van Noy and Wilkins could probably miss this game. But again, the exciting part is that I think we'll get to see some other guys now. And that's kind of what this whole process is all about. That's why I've been a happy camper from day one of the 2019 season. I'm not afraid of any of this stuff. We actually have a coach. We actually have a coaching staff. We actually have a front office. Right? So now we have the foundations that help players win. I'm good, man. I'm good. So chill.
Every time we needed a guy to step up, More than likely, we've been successful, man. We're hitting on that very high.
Exactly. So I think it will all continue again.